we would like to welcome all the devotees on this most auspicious day of Sri Govardhan Puja. So हम इस श्री गोवर्धन पूजा के पावन अवसर पर सभी भक्तों का हार्दिक स्वागत करते हैं. So first of all, I would like to thank His Grace Bhavarup Narasimha Prabhu for His kind word of encouragement and blessing, and His continuing well blessings on all of us, that we are able to do this program in the hall. And also I would like to seek blessings of all the senior devotees assembled here. Today is one of the most auspicious day in our life, so we would try to speak something on the significance of Govardhan Puja, that why we do Govardhan Puja. So those devotees who have the seva of taking Govardhan can stay there, and those devotees who are not engaged in the seva, I would request kindly be seated, and please don't talk if it is not required for the service purpose, because it may disturb other devotees. So with words of gratitude and thanks, I would like to start. Jai Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari.
Yeah.
नाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की
जय,
श्री गिरिराज धरण की
जय,
श्री गिरि गोवर्धन की
जय,
श्री श्रीनाथ दामोदर भगवान की
जय,
श्री कार्तिक दामोदर मास की
जय,
श्री प्रभुपाद की
जय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Krishna,
Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare,
Rama Hare Rama,
Hare Rama Hare Rama,
Rama Rama Hare Hare,
Rama Rama Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So once again we welcome all the devotees to this most auspicious day of celebration of Govardhan Puja. So I would like to once again thank His Grace Bhavarup Narasimha Prabhu, Sumadhir Gopi Mataji, Satisa Govinda Prabhu, Gurmay Mataji, Sachidanand Prabhu and all the senior assembled devotees here, and to all the devotees. So before starting this program, I would also like to wish you a happy Diwali, Deepavali and a happy New Year. Actually the New Year for Gaudiya Vaishnava is not this New Year. Anyone knows what is the New Year for Gaudiya Vaishnavas? किसी को पता है कि हमारा नया साल कौन सा है? गौर पूर्णिमा. करेक्ट. गौर पूर्णिमा इज एक्चुअली द सेलिब्रेशन ऑफ न्यू ईयर फॉर द गौड़ीय लाइन ऑफ वैष्णवास. कैन आई रिक्वेस्ट ऑल द डिवोटीज टू प्लीज कीप साइलेंस इफ यू आर नॉट एंगेज इन द सर्विस. हरे कृष्णा. सभी भक्तों से हम निवेदन करते हैं कि कृपया आप बात ना करें अगर आप कोई सेवा में संलग्न नहीं हो तो. So first of all, we are very very fortunate to witness this most amazing celebration of Govardhan Puja. The Govardhan Puja as per the calendar is on Sunday, but if we would have celebrated it on Sunday, not many devotees would be able to participate because of the working days, and many devotees come from the far off places. So to accommodate all the devotees, so that all the devotees can take pleasure in participation of Sri Govardhan Puja, we decided that we will do it here. So we should thank all the leaders here who have given this opportunity for the devotees to come and perform Govardhan Puja. So I would just like to repeat what I have heard in all these years about the Govardhan Puja, the significance of Govardhan Puja and the Govardhan Leela. Every year we are celebrating many functions like Janmashtami, Gaur Purnima, Balram Jayanti, Radha Ashtami, Govardhan Puja and so on and so forth. So sometimes we already know the Leela, we already know the Katha, that what is going to happen, and sometimes some devotees might feel that what is the importance of hearing again and again. Or you know, like when particularly when we speak about Narasimha Leela, everyone knows what is going to happen. That now, you know, that Hiranyakashipu is performing tapasya, Brahmaji will come, he will give him some boons, then he will terrorize the universe, then Prahlad Maharaj will be there, he will be preaching to his schoolmates, Hiranyakashipu will give so much torture to Prahlad Maharaj, and ultimately in the court of Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyakashipu will ask question to Prahlad Maharaj, that is your lord in the pillar? And he will say yes, Narasimha will come out, Hari Bol. So we know all the Leela. So sometimes when we are hearing, we feel that, you know, what is the need actually? I know everything. Now Narasimha Dev, indeed, sometimes devotees perform drama. And not only that, all the audience, but the Hiranyakashipu himself, he knows that yes, Narasimha Dev is in the pillar, because he has seen him entering in the pillar. So he is asking question that, you know, is your Lord in the pillar? So he knows himself. तो कई बार हमको ऐसा लगता है, लेकिन एक बात यहाँ पर ये हमको समझने की आवश्यकता है. वी नीड टू अंडरस्टैंड दैट वी शुड बी एंथुसियास्टिक टू हियर अबाउट लॉर्ड कृष्णा, हिज ग्लोरीज, हिज पास्टटाइम्स. एंड इफ वी आर नॉट हैविंग दैट मूड, वी शुड ट्राई टू डेवलप दैट मूड. वी शुड प्रे फॉर इट दैट वी डेवलप दैट मूड, बिकॉज दैट मूड ओनली विल टेक अस बैक होम, बैक टू गॉड हेड. सो देयरफॉर, बिकॉज समटाइम्स यू नो वी माइट हैव eaten idli, dosa, appam, vada, sambar, samosa, pizza, pasta, spaghetti, so many times. But if we go to somebody's house and he offers us a nice samosa, do we say, arey yaar, last week ye to khaya tha, abhi nahi khana hai mere to. But if somebody offers pizza or burger, because this kind of items are not generally in our menu, so we immediately grab it. We don't say, yaar, last month toh maine pizza khaya tha. No, we immediately take it. So we have so much of taste for having pizza, but why don't we have taste for hearing Krishna Katha? So if we have, it is very nice. We should gradually develop more and more about the hearing, because this was the process chosen by Sri Parikshit Maharaj when he was about to die. When he come to know that of all the things in the world, he has only 7 days. So suppose if we come to know tomorrow, sometimes some people are in one way fortunate or one way unfortunate, because they come to know about their death. That you will die in 6 months, you will die in 1 month, you will die in 7 days, you will die in few hours. Recently, one of my friend's father got very heavy brain stroke, brain hemorrhage, and doctor told it's just few hours that he will survive. It is definitely that he is not. It was actually similar case as happened to Param Pujya Jaya Pataka Swami Maharaj. But you know, the Lord's devotees are very special. Lord saved Maharaj, and Maharaj actually came out of it. But majority of the cases of brain hemorrhage are not survived. So therefore some people they come to know, but what we do, we actually start thinking of the whole film, that what I am going to do. So we do so many things actually, general people. But what did Parikshit Maharaj chose? Parikshit Maharaj chose to do only one thing, to hear. So this hearing, this process is very, very important. And therefore, out of all the 9 processes of devotional service, the first and the foremost process is Shravanam. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam. So hearing is very, very important. So हमारी नवदा भक्ति जो है उसमें सबसे मुख्य जो है वो सुनना है. और कई बार हमारे साथ क्या होता है कि हम लोग बैठ के भी सुन नहीं पाते. Sometimes we are physically there, but we are mentally not there. Or we can't hear actually. Although we might be sitting in the audience, but we might be discussing something else only. Or sometimes we might be thinking of something else only. So it's very, very difficult that although we might be physically present, we should be also fully, mentally, and everything, our whole concentration should be on the Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan, Krishna Arti. Whatever we perform, we should be fully engrossed. Sometimes, like today, because many devotees have to do Damodar Ashtakam, we did many devotees, okay, fast, please come fast and do it, because everyone can get opportunity. But when we are doing at home, or we are reading Bhagavad Gita, or we are taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, we should be very, very engrossed and think very nicely that this is the process given by Srila Prabhupada, given by Krishna, and given by my Guru Maharaj to me. So how much I should take care of studying and chanting and hearing so that I can make my life perfect. So this is very, very important, and many times we have stressed on the importance of hearing and chanting. Of all the process, these two are the most important process, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also told. So anyway, we might have heard Govardhan Leela many, many times, but we will touch upon very briefly, and the majority of the part I have reserved on speaking the significance of Govardhan Puja, because that is very important for us to understand. So hum hamara jo aaj samay hai wo is pe bitayenge ki hum samajh sake ki hum Govardhan Puja kyon karte hain. So if I ask devotees in the audience, what is the significance of Govardhan Puja? Hum Govardhan Puja kyon karte hain? Anybody can say? Kyunki hum karte aaye isliye hum log kar rahe hain. Waise Indra Puja bhi chal rahi thi, करते आ रहे थे लोग, पता नहीं था क्यों कर रहे हैं. सो समटाइम्स व्हेन वी आस्क अदर डिवोटीज व्हाई यू आर ऑफरिंग अगरबत्ती, ही से माय फादर वाज ऑफरिंग, आई एम ऑफरिंग, एंड हिज फादर डिडंट नो बिकॉज़ हिज फादर वाज ऑफरिंग, सो ही इज आल्सो ऑफरिंग. सो वन ऑफ माय फ्रेंड हिज ग्रेस राधा गोपीनाथ प्रभु सेज दैट वी शुड नो व्हाई वी आर डूइंग व्हाट वी आर डूइंग, कि हम लोग क्यों कर रहे हैं, क्या कर रहे हैं, ये हमें समझ में आना चाहिए, नहीं तो रिचुअल हो जाता है. एंड इस्कॉन इज नॉट रिचुअल, इस्कॉन इज to convert ritual into spiritual. And what is spiritual? If you put SPI in front of the ritual, 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 if you put SPI, it becomes spiritual. And what is that SPI? SP, it denotes for Srila Prabhupada, and I denotes for ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada ki?
Yeah.
So we are not here to do some rituals. So this Govardhan Puja, we are not doing for ritualism, that, you know, okay, we have made rice, some Govardhan, somebody has decorated, we did 3-time parikrama and done, that's all. No, it has a great significance and importance in doing Govardhan Puja. So the real path of perfection, it is said, is to follow in the footsteps of great souls. That what great souls have done, we have to do. कि महान भक्त जो करते हैं हमें उनका अनुगमन करना चाहिए, वो जैसा करते हैं हमें वैसा करने की कोशिश करनी चाहिए. सो लॉर्ड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु परफॉर्म्ड गोवर्धन परिक्रमा व्हेन ही वाज इन वृंदावन एंड ही सॉ ईच एंड एवरी स्टोन एज द बॉडी ऑफ कृष्णा एंड इट वाज एक्चुअली कृष्णास ऑर्डर टू परफॉर्म गोवर्धन पूजा. सो व्हेन यू नो व्हेन वी विल स्पीक अबाउट द लीला वी विल स्पीक बट Krishna, he told that if you do parikrama of this Govardhan hill, then Govardhan will be very much pleased and I will be very much pleased. And therefore, it's a very, very important and integral part of doing parikrama when we worship Sri Govardhan. It gives great amount of pleasure to Lord Sri Krishna. Then, later, Sri Madhavendra Puri, he did Govardhan parikrama. Ishwara Puri, the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did Govardhan Parikrama. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they considered doing Govardhan Puja and Govardhan Parikrama as an integral part of their bhajan. So in the bhajan, in our sadhana, what we do? We chant, we read, we associate with devotees, we honor Krishna Prasadam, we go on the yatras, we visit temple, we offer obeisances, we offer aarti, so many things which we do. And these six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they considered doing Govardhan Parikrama as important part of their bhajan, their sadhana. Indeed, Raghunath Das Goswami, one of the six Goswamis, he resided at, anyone knows where? Where was Raghunath Das Goswami's residence? Anyway, by the way, do we know who is Raghunath Das Goswami? Who knows? Raghunath Das Goswami kaun the? One of the six Goswamis. What else?
Disciple of Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Yeah, not direct disciple. Actually, we are very eager to know and maintain the family tree. You know, that who is my brother's sister, my wife's sister's husband, his sister, so many things actually. So when we are in the path of devotion, bhakti, we should actually also have information about the lineage. And they are such an exalted personality that just by knowing about them, hearing about them, thinking about them, we will achieve love of Godhead. This is the most important aspect. Raghunath Das Goswami was one of the principal six Goswamis in Vrindavan. He was son of a very, very wealthy merchant, but he actually left everything and joined Rupa Sanatan. And it is said that Raghunath Das Goswami is our Prayojan Acharya. So we have three things actually to get connected to Krishna. One is Sambandh, Abhidoy and Prayojan. So our Sambandh deities is, please speak if you know, if you don't know, no problem. It is not Viva or exam, but no, since we are closed group, we are discussing. Which is our Sambandh deities? Anyone knows? Yes, Radha Madan Mohanji is our Sambandh deity. Which is our Abhidoy deity? Radha Govindade. What is our Prayojan deity? Radha Gopinath. Who are the Acharyas? Sambandha Acharya? Sanatan Goswami. Abhidaya Acharya? Rup Goswami. Prayojan Acharya? Raghunath Das Goswami. So we can understand the importance of Raghunath Das Goswami, that he is our Prayojan Acharya. The love of Godhead is Acharya, is Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami, it is said that among Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates, renunciation is the prominent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Ganer Vairagya Pradhan. So the importance of Vairagya is depicted by Raghunath Das Goswami, that when he was in Jagannath Puri, he will beg. And then he thought that this begging is like doing prostitution. You know, I am depending too much upon the person. So he left begging, and then he will go and he will eat the rice which is thrown away by the devotees, and which will be eaten by the cows, and sometimes cow will also spit out. That rice he will take, wash it, and he will eat it. Then he thought, this is also too much. You know, I am doing too much sense gratification. And we are running after pizza, pasta, dosa, vada, idli, samosa. So he said that I am doing too much sense gratification. He left that also. Then he used to just have a palm full of buttermilk. Chhas, thoda sa, kitna? Jo hateli ke andar aa jata, utna chhas peete the. Anyway, so he did so much and he resided at Govardhan. And Sanatan Goswami, every single day he will circumambulate the Govardhan hill. तो रोज क्या करते थे, गोवर्धन जी की परिक्रमा करते थे, और बूढ़े हो चुके थे फिर भी परिक्रमा नहीं करना छोड़ते थे. तो एक दिन भगवान कृष्ण उनके पास आए छोटे ग्वाल बाल के रूप में, और उनको कहा कि हे सनातन, हे बाबा, आप ये परिक्रमा क्यों करते हो, व्हाई आर यू डूइंग द परिक्रमा ऑफ गोवर्धन. एंड ही सेड दैट इट इज इंटीग्रल पार्ट ऑफ माई साधना एंड माई भजन. सो ही सेड दैट वी आर टू ओल्ड एक्चुअली टू डू गोवर्धन परिक्रमा, बिकॉज उनको बहुत समय लगता था. तो सनातन गोस्वामी सेड, नो, दिस इज व्हाट आई हैव टू डू. देन जो बाल गोपाल थे भगवान कृष्ण, उन्होंने क्या किया, ही स्टूड ऑन वन स्टोन ऑफ गोवर्धन विच गेट इम्प्रिंटेड एज हिज लोटस फूट, हिज लकड़ी लकुटी एंड द फुटप्रिंट ऑफ काफ, दैट शिला ही गेव टू सनातन गोस्वामी. एंड ही टोल्ड सनातन गोस्वामी दैट इफ यू सर्कमवेलेट दिस शिला फोर टाइम्स, विच इज अ स्मॉल शिला, देन इट इज इक्विवेलेंट ऑफ डूइंग गोवर्धन परिक्रमा. एनीवन नोस वेयर इज दिस शिला टुडे? Very good. It is there in Radha Damodar Mandir. So when devotees, we go to Vrindavan, we can actually go and have darshan of the Shila, where there is an imprinted foot of Lord Krishna himself, his lakuti and the calf's footprint, which is there, and it is worshipped till today by the Goswamis of Shri Shri Radha Damodar Mandir. Radha Damodar is deities of which Goswami? Jeev Goswami. Jeev Goswami is worshipable Lord, is Lord Shri Shri Radha Damodar, and we are also doing Damodarashtakam. Anyway, so everyone, they did this Govardhan Parikrama. So Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he did Govardhan Parikrama. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur did Govardhan Parikrama. And our Param Acharya Srila Prabhupada, he did Govardhan Parikrama. Indeed, when he was exhibiting his final pastimes, he told devotees that he wants to do Govardhan Parikrama, and he did it. And after Prabhupada departed, some of his disciples took Prabhupada's murti and they did Govardhan Parikrama. So doing Govardhan Parikrama and worship of Govardhan is very, very important. And if everyone is doing, you know, there is a significance behind it, that why they are doing it. Our acharyas are teaching us by their example. So let us try to understand what is the origin of the Govardhan Parvat. Anyone knows what is the origin of Govardhan Parvat? किसी को पता है गोवर्धन जी की का प्राकट्य किस तरह से हुआ था? हमने सुना है, इट इज सेड दैट नो वी आर एक्चुअली इन मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, सो देयर इज अनदर वर्ल्ड कॉल्ड स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड विद मेनी वैकुंठास अराउंड. सो इन द वैकुंठ लोक बियॉन्ड दैट देयर इज अनदर वर्ल्ड विच इज नोन एज गोलोक वृंदावन. In Goloka Vrindavan, who reside? Shri Shri Radha Krishna. And they are engaged with their internal associate to enjoy eternal pleasurable pastimes. So Radha and Krishna are enjoying in the pastime, and once when the Maharas was going on, Ras Lila was going on, after the Ras Lila, Srimati Radharani expressed her desire to Lord Shri Krishna, and she told Lord, she said that, O dear Krishna, if you are pleased with us, then bestow upon us one benediction, that let this eternal lila of ours be manifested, and you please make an arrangement where we can have intimate pastimes here in Goloka Vrindavan. So Krishna listening to the Radharani, he started meditating. Krishna sat down in meditation and he was meditating, and from deep from his heart came one spark, a very very tiny little spark, which was a drop of fire and water together. It appeared in the middle of Rasarans, and then suddenly that spark emerged into a stone. तो क्या हुआ, भगवान के हृदय में से एक छोटा सा स्फुलिंग बाहर आया, प्रकट हुआ, जिसमें पानी और अग्नि थी, और फिर वो पानी और अग्नि थोड़ा बड़ा होके एक पत्थर के रूप में परिवर्तित हो गया, एक इंदाज इनटू अ स्टोन एंड देन इनटू रॉक, और तब बड़ी शिला जैसा वो बन गए, एंड देन इनटू द माउंटेन, और वो फिर बहुत बड़ा एक पर्वत, एक बहुत बड़ा हिल बन गया. एंड देन दिस माउंटेन हैड वंडरफुल फैसिलिटी ऑफ caves, water bodies, etc., where Lord can perform its pastime, their pastime. तो ये जो पर्वत था, इसके अंदर बहुत सारी कुछ गुफाएं, कंदरा, और जो नदी थी, नदी और तालाब वगैरह, जिसमें भगवान राधा रानी के साथ अपने क्रीड़ा कर सके. तो ये उनकी क्रीड़ा करने के लिए भगवान ने गोवर्धन जी को प्रकट किया. So Govardhan manifested to associate, to assist in the pastime of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Then the time came for Lord Krishna to descend in the material world. So Bhagwan फिर इस धरती पे आए, जैसे Bhagwan कहते हैं भगवद गीता में. तो वे जब यहाँ पर आते हैं, so Lord told Radha Rani that please we have to go into Bhaum Vrindavan and we have to perform our pastimes there. And Radha Rani told that I would not be happy and satisfied to go unless and until in the Bhaum Vrindavan we have these two things. Which are these two things? Radha Rani ne kaha ki main wahan par jane ke liye mujhe acha nahi lagega agar Bhaum Vrindavan mein do cheez nahi hai. Kisi ko pata hai kaun si do cheez? One is very easy. Govardhan. One is Govardhan, and second, yes, Madhav Mahaprabhu, Yamuna. राधारानी टोल्ड यमुना और गोवर्धन अगर नहीं है तो मैं नीचे नहीं जाना चाहती. तो भगवान ने कहा कि गोवर्धन और यमुना दोनों नीचे आ चुके हैं ऑलरेडी आपकी सहायता के लिए, तो भी आप चलिए. सो गिरिराज गोवर्धन जो है वह हिमालय की श्रृंखला में द्रोणाचल पर्वत के पुत्र के रूप में उत्पन्न हुए. तो जैसे हमारा समाज है, हमारा समूह है, उसी तरह पर्वतों का भी समाज और पर्वतों का भी समूह होता है. तो उन पर्वतों के समूह में गिरि गोवर्धन जो है वो द्रोणाचल पर्वत के पुत्र के रूप में प्रकट हुए, और वे बहुत ही सुंदर थे. और इतने उनके प्रकट होने पे उनके जो दूसरे मित्र थे वो बहुत खुश हो गए कि अरे वाह, भगवान का एक नित्य जो पार्षद है वो आज हमारे बीच में प्रकट हुआ है. तो कभी कभी अगर कोई भक्त हमारे बीच में आता है तो हमें बहुत संतुष्ट और बहुत खुश होना चाहिए कि अरे देखो एक भक्त हमारे बीच में आ गया है. तो कई बार हमको ऐसा लगता है कहां से आ गया, अभी मैं कुछ करने वाला था ये आके कुछ करेगा. तो ऐसी भावना हमारी होती है, तो वो भावना हमें हमारे हृदय से निकाल के फेंकनी चाहिए कि नहीं, कोई आया है हमारे बीच में तो हमें खुशी होनी चाहिए. तो एक दिन क्या हुआ, पुरुष मुनि वो भ्रमण कर रहे थे, और भ्रमण करते करते उनका मठ वाराणसी में था. तो वे हिमालय के वहां पर आए और उन्होंने देखा कि ये गोवर्धन जो है बहुत ही सुंदर पर्वत है. तो उन्होंने द्रोणाचल जो उनके पिता थे उनके पास गए, एंड ही टोल्ड दैट आई वांट दिस गोवर्धन टू बी इन वाराणसी बिकॉज आई डोंट हैव एनी हिल देयर टू परफॉर्म डिवोशनल सर्विस. सो मेरे भक्ति के लिए मुझे एक ऐसे गुफा की और एक पर्वत की आवश्यकता है जहां पर बैठकर मैं अपना भजन कीर्तन कर सकूं. सो प्रीवियसली द सेजेस यूज्ड टू डू लाइक दैट ओनली, दे यूज्ड टू परफॉर्म डिवोशनल सर्विस सिटिंग on a hilltop or in mountain or in the caves and things like that. But the devotees of ISKCON, they go in the cities and they perform devotional service. So Prabhupada has said that we are not Bhajanandi, we are Goshtanandis. So hum log bhi ek Himalaya mein ja ke apna bhajan kirtan tapasya kar sakte hain, lekin usse kya hoga, kiska fayda hoga, keval hamara fayda hoga. It will only benefit us, not the whole society. And therefore devotees, they go all out, you know, like His Holiness Jayaprakash Swami Maharaj, he travels around the world. He is the number one traveler in the whole world. So he goes to so many places and he preaches there. the other sannyasis in ISKCON also, they go to many, many places and they preach. You know, I had heard that Indradhanu Swami Maharaj, he goes in the interior part of Africa and he goes and he preaches there. So therefore, the devotees of ISKCON, they understand this principle that we have to do paropkar. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given this tall order, Bharat Bhumite Janma Hoile Manushya Char Janma Sarthak Kari Kar Paropkar. So we have to help each other, we have to help the devotees. And therefore, anyway, Pulasya Muni said that I want Govardhan. So Dronachal Parvat, with very, very heavy heart, he could not refuse Pulasya Muni. So he said, okay, you can take Giri Govardhan. But Giri Govardhan put one condition. He said that I will come, but on one condition. He said that wherever you will place me, I will not move from there. So Pulasya Muni said, okay, no problem, I will directly take you to Varanasi. And Govardhan came to this material world for what purpose? Only one purpose. What? To assist in the divine pleasurable pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna and his associates. So he didn't have any other goal, only one goal, to assist the Lord and his devotees in the mission, in their mission of pleasurable pastimes. And he thought that this Pulasya Muni is taking me to Varanasi, you know, why should I go there actually? So by the Lord's arrangement, when Pulasya Muni was flying, taking Govardhan in his hand, he got unbearable urge to respond to calls of nature. And then it was very, very unbearable, he could not bear it. So he came down and he put Govardhan Parvat to the place where it is here now. And then he responded to the calls of nature and he was a Brahmana, he took bath and come back. And when he tried to budge Govardhan, lift Govardhan, he could not. So then he understood that this is what Govardhan told, that I will not move. So then he became very, very angry and he said that I wanted to take you to Varanasi, but you played some trick with me, so now I curse you. So Pulasya Muni cursed Govardhan Parvat. Anyone know what is that curse? Yes. You should actually be here now. So he gave the curse saying that the Govardhan Parvat will reduce by the size of one mustard seed every single day. So उन्होंने उन्हें यह श्राप दिया कि आप राई के दाने के समान रोज एक दिन में एक राई का दाना का साइज जो होता है उससे आप छोटे 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 होते जाओगे. तो उनको यह श्राप मिल गया तो वे दुखी नहीं हुए. नो समटाइम्स क्या होता है दैट इफ सम डिवोटी टेल्स समथिंग टू अस वी बिकम वेरी वेरी मोरोस, वी बिकम वेरी एंग्री, समटाइम्स वी बिकम वेरी डिजेक्टेड दैट अरे भक्त ने कुछ कह दिया मेरे को. बट गोवर्धन को श्राप मिला था तो भी वो दुखी नहीं हुए. He took this curse as a benediction. Why he took this curse as a benediction? Anyone knows? Any idea? He took this curse as a benediction because Govardhan appeared in Satyuga and his height was, I think, it was 16 miles, his height was 16 miles. And then he thought that when in Dwapar Yuga Lord Krishna will come, you know, it will be very, very inconvenient for him to climb such a high height and do perform, you know, his pastimes, so I should get reduced. So the time when Lord Krishna will descend and appear to perform his Leela, I will be of the size where he can actually perform the Leela. So when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, it was the size of 2 miles. So Krishna was 7 years old, he lifted Govardhan on the small finger of the left hand and the Govardhan size was 2 miles. And now anyone knows what is the size of Govardhan Hill? This is something general knowledge. This is 80 feet only, now Govardhan. And the devotees say that the time when we will not be able to see Govardhan Parvat will be the time when the Kali Yuga will be on the peak, when the Kali Yuga will be on the rampant, that time Govardhan will disappear from the eyes of the world. So Govardhan is the devotee who assists Radha and Krishna in their divine loving pastimes. And therefore, Govardhan Parvat is also known as Haridas Varayo. He is the best among Haridas, the best among devotees. So there are many, many devotees of the Lord who are considered as Haridas. Haridas means they are the servant of the Lord who are topmost. In Srimad Bhagavatam, only three devotees have been declared as Haridas. One is Uddhav, who is the cousin of Lord Sri Krishna. The second is Pandavas, particularly Yudhishthir Maharaj. And third is Govardhan. So Giri Govardhan is Haridas Varyo, and this title of Haridas Varyo is given to Govardhan by none other than Srimati Radharani. So Srimati Radharani has, why? Because not only he gives himself to Lord Sri Krishna and Radharani, he facilitates the performance of pastimes for the associates of Lord Sri Krishna also. So the best devotee of the Lord is that devotee who gives the life to serve the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. So therefore, the definition of best devotee is that he should not only consider the Lord, that I am serving the Lord, but he is serving those who are dear to the Lord. And the servant of the servant of the servant are very, very dear to the Lord. And this Govardhan, while he will perform devotional service, he will not be proud, but he will have actually Ashta Sattvic Vikar in him. So Ashta Sattvic Vikar is the ecstatic symptoms which is exhibited by very, very high class devotees. These were exhibited by Sri Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That sometimes he will cry, sometimes he will shout, sometimes he will perspire, sometimes his hair will come on the end, and things like that. Sometimes he will shiver, sometimes he will roll in the ground, sometimes he will laugh unlimitedly. So these are some of the symptoms which happens to a person who has attained the love of Godhead. So Govardhan also had Ashta Sattvic Vikar, and we will only speak about one or two among that. The one is the standing of hair on the end on our body. So sometimes when we feel too much love of Godhead, or we are very much happy, or sometimes when we are thrilled, our hairs stand on our end. And therefore sometimes when the devotees of the Lord they speak that my hairs are standing on my end. So what is the hairs on the body of Sri Govardhan? Any idea? How the hairs of Sri Govardhan stand on his end? Yes. Particularly grasses. The grass and the trees of Govardhan are the like hairs on his body. So which stand on end? And what is the special feature of this grass? It has so many attributions. Number one is, the special feature of this grass of Govardhan is, it has sugandha. Sugandha means it has fragrance, unlimitedly fragrant, that each blade of grass of Govardhan has such intoxicating ambrosial fragrance that there are hundreds and hundreds and millions of grasses that give such fragrance to the whole of Vrindavan. And they give pleasure to Krishna Balram, gopis, gopas, the cows, calves and everyone. So people nowadays they use perfume, so many perfumes. Sometimes some people they don't take bath, but they just take perfume. So this is a natural perfume by given by hundreds and thousands and millions and trillions of grasses on Govardhan. So when you go to Govardhan, you feel such ambrosial fragrance, nice sugandh coming from the mountain that you will get intoxicated by love of Godhead. So this is what Govardhan is providing. Second attribute to the grass is, they are very soft, komal. Komal means very soft, very, very soft. That each grass is orchestrated by Govardhan in such a way that when the cows come and eat the grass, it will not cut the tongue. Sometimes grass are also very, very, sharp. They are sharp like knife. So sometimes when the people working in the village, they know that when they go to cut the grass, sometimes when they hold, their fingers get cut because of the grass. So the grasses of the Govardhan were so nice and soft that when the cows will eat, it will give such nice feeling to them. The third attribute of the grasses is that they are Pushtivardhana. Pushtivardhana means they will give strength. So they are very nutritious, and by eating those grass, the cows will never get tired, the cows will never get fatigued, the cow will never get thirsty, and they will not catch any disease. So this grass they are pushti vardak. When you eat, you become healthy, you don't get diseased. So therefore, sometimes while we eat also, you should eat those kind of things which are pushti vardak. Otherwise, we feel sick actually. And the fourth attribute is dugdha sampaka. Dugdha sampaka means that by eating this grass, the cows, they produce best quality milk. You know, sometimes now in market we have so many varieties of milk. You know, we have full fat, we have low fat, we have no fat, we have, you know, so many varieties. We have colored milk, we have strawberry milk, we have banana milk, chocolate milk, soya milk, this milk, that milk, and sometimes there is some milk which has no milk. You know, meaning there is a milk but it has no milk content. So many varieties of milk are there, but they will produce the best quality of milk. And the milk which were like ambrosia and Yashoda Mata and Radha Rani will use this milk of the cows for making unlimited preparation for Lord Sri Krishna. And Govardhan, you know, he will not get water. Basically, the growth of this grass will happen through milk. How? Because by eating this grass, which are Sugandh, Komal, Pushtivardhan, Dugdha Sampada, the cows, they will produce unlimitedly, profusely milk, that their milk bags were always full and they will actually start dripping. So when the cows are grazing on the Govardhan Parvat, you know, their udders will constantly give milk, you know, and with this milk the grass will grow actually. So, you know, such a nice thing, we can just briefly imagine that how this will happen. So sometimes when we hear about the Leela of the Lord, we should also think that how it is happening. Very recently I was in Vrindavan, in Barsana, and we have there Mataji Goshala, which is maintained by, you know, Param Pujya Ramesh Babaji Maharaj, and they have 12,000 cows. So when I went to see the 12,000 cows, I was amazed. When the cows, they go out, you know, the scene is so beautiful to see, and I was just imagining that how when Krishna will go to herd 9 lakh cows, you know, what the scene will be actually. And these are 12,000 cows which are saved from going to slaughterhouse. So these were the cows from Gujarat and Rajasthan which were going to be slaughtered, and these sadhus on the road, they caught the driver, you know, beat the driver and took these cows in the Goshala. So these are, you know, important. And the sun will be so happy, so pleased to give proper sunlight to Govardhan that the grasses will grow like this. The second ecstatic symptom which Govardhan will represent is the, you know, sometimes when devotees, they will cry, the unlimited, unceasingly tears will come out from the eyes. You know, therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Yuga itam nimeshen chakshusha pravrusha itam shunya itam jagat sarvam govinda virahena. That, you know, my constantly tears are flowing from my eyes. So how the tears of Giri Govardhan is flowing? What is the tears of Govardhan? The tears of Govardhan is the water bodies on Govardhan, the rivers in Govardhan, the lakes, the ponds. You know, the famous pond which we made on Govardhan is Shishi Radha Kund and Sham Kund, you know, Kusum Sarovar, Manasi Ganga. So many ponds are there on the body of Shri Govardhan. Govinda Kund. Govinda Kund is the place where immediately after Govardhan Leela, Lord Indra and Surbhi came and bathed Lord Shri Krishna. They did Abhishek, and by that Abhishek water, the one kund was formed, which is known as Govinda Kund. So we should actually have this desire, longing to go to Shri Vrindavan Dham, to do Govardhan Parikrama, to see all these places of pastimes of the Lord. कि किस तरह से भगवान ने यहाँ पर अपनी नित्य लीला की है और अभी भी करते आ रहे हैं. तो हमारे मन में ये इच्छा होनी चाहिए कि किस तरह से मैं गोवर्धन का दर्शन करूँ, कैसे मैं वृंदावन धाम में जाऊँ, कैसे मैं ये सब चीज देखूँ और इस चीज के बारे में अपने आप को ऑब्जर्व करूँ. सो द वाटर बॉडीज द एमिनेट्स फ्रॉम द इन्यूमरेबल वाटरफॉल्स रिवर्स लेक्स एंड पॉन्ड्स एंड इफ वी हैव आईज टू सी वी कैन सी स्टिल यू नो दैट द फ्लो ऑन द रॉक्स. So this water is actually considered as the liquid prem of Govardhan for Lord Sri Krishna. So when a devotee is fully loaded with the Krishna prem, you know, naturally from his eyes the tears come out. But sometimes some devotees or some people, outsiders, you know, they don't have any love for Krishna, but they do the show of crying. And I have seen sometimes, you know, big pandals are there and some Dadiwala Baba is speaking, and one person suddenly starts crying, you know, and he's saying Jai Ram Ji ki bolna padega, and people start crying, and in that cry one person starts crying, that another person starts, he also cries, and they have rumal, and their devotion is judged by the amount of tears they have flown, ki kitna maine aansu bahaya hai. So one starts, and then suddenly slowly one person cries, another person cries, third person cries, the whole hall starts crying, you know. And here suppose if I am giving the class and one person starts crying, the another devotee will look at him, Prabhu kya hua, this problem hai kya, you know, don't worry, the class is going too long, you are crying, don't cry, the class is going to be over, you know, you are crying, prasadam will come, don't cry, the prasadam will come, don't worry, we have prasadam. So you know, some people, they start crying, but actually crying is the highest symptom for the love of Godhead. So this Govardhan, he cries in the form of water bodies, lakes, rivers, waterfalls and the ponds. So sometimes gopis, they worry that when Lord Shri Krishna, whose feet are so soft, he goes on Govardhan Parvat, and the Govardhan has rocks, and these rocks will cut away, you know, the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. So they are always in anxiety, in worry, and they ask actually, so the, what Govardhan does, the Govardhan Parvat, it actually facilitates and it makes the stone so soft like a butter. So when Krishna steps on the rock melts, and it is so soft that Krishna actually puts his step on another rock, that rock melts. Then he puts on another rock, that rock melts. Then he puts his feet on another rock, that rock melts. And if you go to Vrindavan today in Govardhan, if you go to Charan Pahadi, you can still see the lotus imprint foot of Lord Sri Krishna on each and every stone there, you know. And those who have eyes, Premanjana Churita Chakshu Vilochanena Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadeva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti. So if we really have eyes, we can see all these things. Otherwise, when we go to Vrindavan, what we see? We see the hawks, we see rikshawalas, we see gutter, we see all these things, then we see advertisement, billboard, and we see, my God, where I have come. When I was working in Exim Bank, one of the lady came and told me, I went to your Mathura, it is so horrible. First of all, I lost my slippers, you know, all my chappal, very very high quality chappal she lost. So she was saying that what kind of, you know, place it is actually. All the dogs are barking, hawks are there, it is so dirty, all these things. But Vrindavan cannot be understood by this material chakshu. It requires real eyes to see Vrindavan. So you know, gopis worry like this, but Govardhan is making all the rocks very very soft, and the rocks of Govardhan, you know, performs dual devotional service. When it is winter, it becomes very very nice, warm, to give, you know, warm feeling to Lord Krishna, Lord Balram, Srimati Radharani and all the associates, cows and calves. And when it is hot summer, it becomes coolingly, you know, refreshing cool, so that it gives a nice cooling effect through the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. So Govardhan, in all the aspect, all the respect, it provides devotional service to the Lord. That wherever there is a Lord, I should be doing, you know, best service to the Lord. And sometimes these rocks melts in ecstasy for the love of Lord Sri Krishna. And therefore, of, you know, the association which Lord Krishna gave to Govardhan is incomparable. First of all, he lifted Govardhan on his hand for 7 days and 7 nights, and all the intimate pastimes of the Lord happened on Sri Govardhan. So now we understand that Sukhdev Goswami narrates in Srimad Bhagavatam that once Lord Krishna and Balaram saw that there is some sacrifice which is going to be done by Nanda Maharaj, and then he asked, although Krishna as the omnipresent, omniscient super soul in everyone's heart, he knew what is going to happen, but he asked Nanda Baba, and he humbly inquired. He said that, oh my dear father, what is this preparation all about, what we are doing? And Nanda Maharaj, he told that actually we are doing Indra Puja, we have been doing this puja over, you know, many many years, and all our forefathers were doing it, and therefore you know, we are doing this puja for the pleasure of the Indra, because we are Vaishya and our profession is kheti bari, you You know, like one time somebody asked Morarji Desai, who was our, you know, then Prime Minister, then President actually. So somebody asked Morarji Desai, then what is your culture? And Morarji Desai replied, he said that he asked about India. He said that what is your culture, Indian culture? And he replied saying that our culture is agriculture. So our culture is agriculture. So he said that we are doing agriculture and therefore we require rain, and the Adhishtata, therefore the rain is Lord Indra. So if he becomes pleased, he passes the rain to us and we can survive. And then Lord Krishna asked one pertinent question to Nanda Maharaj. He said that, my dear father, is this a ceremony based on spiritual injunction or simply a custom of ordinary society? So sometimes what happens that when we do any service, any devotional service or spiritual activity, we should ask the same question which is asked by Lord Sri Krishna, that is this activity given in the scripture or it is product of somebody's brain? You know, like for example, you know, please don't take any offense, I'm just speaking from the scriptural point of view. But in Maharashtra, we do Ganpati Sthapana. This was done by Lokmanya Tilak to bring the community together. So this started, and now, you know, devotees, they bring the idol of Lord Ganesh, then they do Visarjan, and somebody had sent me one very, very, you know, mind-boggling mail where the broken part of Lord Ganesh is lying here and there on the beach. You know, when they do Visarjan, Ganesh will come out again. So we have to ask that whatever I am doing, this puja, that puja, this arjana, this agarbatti, that agarbatti, is this recommendation of the scripture or this is just going as an ordinary society or it is somebody else's, you know, koi dimag ki upaj hai. Toh humko yeh prashn hamesha puchna chahiye. Yeh nahi ki hum sabka anadar karna shuru kar deve, lekin humko pata hona chahiye ki hum log kya kar rahe hain, kisse kar rahe hain. Jaise hum Hare Krishna Mahamantra jap karte hain, toh iske piche shastrik reference hai humare paas. लेकिन हम लोग और कुछ भी करते हैं उसके पीछे हमारे पास शास्त्रीय रेफरेंस नहीं है. सो भगवान ने ये चीज पूछी और फिर नंद बाबा इसका बराबर जवाब नहीं दे पाए और उन्होंने कहा कि वर्षों से ही परंपरा को हमें तोड़ना नहीं चाहिए, ये परंपरा हम करते आए हैं, तो तुम्हारी खुशी के लिए हम दूसरी पूजा कर लेंगे. तो उन्होंने कहा कि नहीं, देखो हम वैश्य है और हम कृषि व्यवसाय में संलग्न है, तो हमारे को जो कुछ भी मिलता है वो हमको पर्वतों से मिलता है, हमको जंगलों से मिलता है. And we are not living in the city, we are living in the jungles. So whatever we are getting from the forest and the mountains. And therefore we should worship this Govardhan which gives everything to us. So to cut it short, the story.
So we are going to go Prabhupada Arati?
No, time.
Achha, nothing. So we should end now. How much time we have?
5 minutes.
Okay, 2 o'clock we have time, right?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. So anyway, we just started to speak about Govardhan Leela. This was the introduction. So anyway, so he told that we should do Govardhan Puja, and Nanda Maharaj said that no, we will do one more puja. Then he said no, whatever paraphernalia we have done for Indra Puja, please do it for Govardhan Puja. And then finally they did the Govardhan Puja with all the paraphernalia, and they offered all the varieties of foodstuff, and Krishna, he appeared in the form of Govardhan. And he ate all the preparation of Govardhan, and after eating everything, he started shouting, Aniyor, Aniyor, Aniyor. That means, give me more, give me more, give me more. Then one Brajvasi came and he told that, please offer one Tulsi and the Govardhan will be satisfied. And Krishna offered his obeisances to himself in the form of Govardhan Parva. He returned all the offerings and he told that if you do parikrama of Govardhan, it will give nice pleasure to me. And therefore all the Vrajavasis, they started doing Govardhan Parikrama, and they did Govardhan Parikrama, worship the Govardhan, and everyone was so happy. They were actually, you know, they were celebrating, they were doing the festival. Each and every soul there in the Vrindavan, everyone was happy except one person. Who was he? Lord Indra. He was not happy. And he thought that how come this, you know, people, they have stopped worshipping me. I will, you know, teach them a lesson. And then he called for Samvartak cloud, which are used for the destruction of the world. They came and started pouring the rain, and the rain didn't come in the form of raindrops. It came like a pillar. You know, big pillar came and started destroying the whole Vrindavan, and everyone shouted, Krishna, Krishna, Mahavahu, please save us. And then Krishna, he lifted Govardhan Parvat and he told everyone, please come below. And then Krishna was performing so many leela which happened under Govardhan. And then after 7 days and seven nights, Indra understood that this is not the ordinary boy which I was thinking. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And then he became so ashamed. He came with Surbhi and he asked for forgiveness. Krishna forgave him. And then they did Abhishek of Lord Sri Krishna. And the place where the Abhishekam was done, that waters are there still in Vrindavan and known as Govinda Kund. And then he was named there as Govinda. And Surbhi Mata told that actually you are the real Indra. You know, this is not the real Indra. So you are our Indra, and therefore Krishna loves cows, and he is known as Namo Brahman Devaya Go Brahman Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namo. So like that, he did wonderful pastime, and so many leelas actually happened. Like, you know, one time all this friend of Krishna, they thought that, you know, we are actually keeping the lakdi and the Govardhan is on us. So Krishna just, you know, brought Govardhan just little down, and they understood. You know, they fell at one place, the lakdi fell at other place, and they understood that this is what actually Krishna is doing. So many pastimes happened, or maybe always, you know, the time is the factor for us. So if there is a time, you know, maybe some other time we will discuss what kind of leelas happened under Govardhan Hill, under the umbrella of Govardhan. So maybe we pray that, you know, we get this chance, some time to speak on this. So Krishna was doing enchanting leela under Sri Govardhan. So by hearing this katha, we might also, you know, virtually go to Sri Govardhan and start, you know, meditating on Sri Govardhan, that the amount of service attitude Govardhan you have for Lord Sri Krishna and his devotees, may that small amount of, you know, service attitude actually I develop in my heart and I do this service. And if today I was about to speak on the balance 7 verses of Damodarashtakam, which we could not do. So maybe if time permits, next week we will try to speak on Damodarashtakam, so that we complete Damodarashtakam, and then if time permits, we will again speak about something on Sri Govardhan. Shri Giriraj Dharan ki, Shri Giri Govardhan ki, Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Shri Krishna Balram ki, Srila Prabhupad ki, Nitai Gaur Premanade. I thank you very very much. Hare Krishna. So tomorrow, those who have children, we have arranged one very nice children Rath Yatra for those who have children. So they are invited to come to Al Bahia, which is the abode of Satyasa Govinda Prabhu and Gunmai Radhika Mataji. So we will be having, and those who want to go for the zoo, the children can also come. And if you want to come, we have to start by 12 o'clock from here. We can go to the zoo, take children to the zoo, and then we will have children Rath Yatra. And then on Sunday actually is Govardhan Puja and Govardhan Parikrama. So since we have performed it here, you can perform in your house. And still Kartik month is on, and we are doing lot of Damodar Aarti. So anybody would like to do Damodar Aarti in their house, or you know that somebody can do Damodar Aarti in other houses, kindly contact us so that we can do Damodar Aarti in their house also. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.